This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Louisiana's share of the $18.7 billion BP settlement is of intense interest to the state's Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority. But Director Chip Klein told the board Wednesday that details are still under wraps.
Some of us are still under a confidentiality agreement as this thing plays out, so there's only so much that we can discuss.
Staffer Allison Grognard was able to give a timeline of the next steps.
We have a draft consent decree and also an assessment and restoration plan that will be worked on over the next couple of months. That will go out for public comment and review. Once there's a final document, it'll go to the court, and we're hoping to have some sort of finalized settlement for February of 2016.
State Representative Gordon Dove of HOMA wants to know when the money is going to start flowing.
The money, is that immediately, or is that, what's the timeline on that?
Grognard says the settlement will come in 16 installments starting 1 year after the decree is finalized. CPRA board member Wendell Curoll asked,
"You have any indication how the payout's going to be?"
You get one payment in year one. In year two and three, there won't be any payments. BP has other obligations and other payments that they will be making, so after year three, there'll be even payments until 2033.
Klein cautions this isn't a pot of play money, and it can't be frittered away.
The majority of the dollars are going to be spent in the most impacted areas. They're going to be spent to address an injury associated with the spill. But you are going to see projects that are funded that are priorities within our coastal master plan.
CPRA will start discussing the restoration plan at next month's meeting. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.